Chapter 48, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, continuation of the Gonarasas, Dread and Ghastliness. This is Bhayanaka Bhakti Ras and Vibhatsa Bhakti Ras. Ecstatic Dread. When fear, Bhayarati, is nourished within the heart of a devotee, by its corresponding vibhav, anubhav, vyavachari bhav, and sattvic bhavs, it transforms into ecstatic dread, bhayanaka bhakti ras, the vibhav. The devotee who experiences dread is the ashray alamban, and the person or thing which is the cause of that dreadful fear is the vishay alamban. There are two possible objects, vishay, that cause ecstatic fear. One is Krishna himself, or a demon who creates a dreadful situation for Krishna. Page 379, Nectar Devotion. In ecstatic love for Krishna in dread, or bhayanaka, there are two causes of fear, either Krishna himself or some dreadful situation for Krishna. Ashraya Lamban. There are two types of persons who experience ecstatic fear. If the object of fear is Krishna himself, the Ashraya Lamban is a devotee who committed an offense. And two, if the object of fear is a demon, the Ashraya Lamban is an intimate devotee who fears for Krishna's safety. So when Sri Krishna is the object of fear, this type of ashraya lamban in bhayanaka rasa is called anukampya, fit to be favored. When Sri Krishna is the object of fear, a devotee who commits some offense, but who is a fit object of the Lord's favor, is the ashraya lamban. Examples are Jambavan, who fought with Krishna for 27 days and nights, not realizing Krishna's identity, that it was his same Lord Ram from Treta Yuga, had now reappeared. And Kalyanag, after fighting with Krishna. The second is Bandhu, a relative or friend. A relative or friend of Krishna, who out of affection is always apprehensive that some harm may come to Krishna, is the ashraya lamban, when a wicked person is the vishay lamban. Fear arises in such a devotee by seeing, hearing, or remembering such a wicked person. By darshan, seeing, Sri Yashoda became fearful for Krishna upon seeing the terrible demon, Kaliya. Shravan, hearing, Yashoda became fearful about hearing of Keshi's entrance into Gokul. Smaran, remembrance. A woman from a distant place once inquired from Yashoda about Putana. The mere remembrance of Putana made Yashoda fearful for Krishna. Jiva Goswami comments in the Nectar Devotion that acceptance of the wicked or demoniac as ashraya of this ras instead of a devotee is in accordance with the opinion of previous authorities on Natya Shastra, or shastras about drama, Vedic drama, such as Bharat Muni. Rupa Goswami himself, his opinion, which is in accordance with Srimad Bhagavatam, is that hasya and other secondary rasas are for practical purposes, vyavachari bhavs. This is clearly stated in the next wave. The purport is that Sri Krishna is the vishay and the devotee is the ashray of the five primary forms of rati. This is the general rule accepted everywhere. Hasyaras, laughter, and other secondary emotions are accepted as sthayibhavs of the seven secondary rasas in accordance with the ordinary rasa shastras. Only because they take on the characteristics of rati, being nourished by Pararta Mukhya Rati. Or according to this opinion, Dharan, or the wicked, or demoniac, are accepted as a lamban of Bhayanaka Ras. But in Rupa Goswami's opinion, a lamban refers to that in which Rati is stimulated, the devotee, and not by which Rati is stimulated, the wicked in case of fear. According to this understanding, the alamban of Bhayanaka Ras may be of two types. When there are two different devotees who are both fit for the Lord's mercy, anokampya, one may become angry with the other due to some situation concerning Sri Krishna. In this case, the devotee who is angry will be the vishay of fear, and the other devotee will be the ashray of fear, and Krishna will be the cause. This is a common scenario. The second circumstance is more specialized. When a friend or relative is anxious for Krishna's safety due to the threat of a demon, the enemy is the cause of fear, the demon. The relative of Krishna is the repository of fear, ashray, and Krishna is the object, vishay, for whom fear is experienced. Page 379. When a devotee feels himself to be an offender at Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna himself becomes the object of dreadful ecstatic love. And when out of ecstatic love, friends and well-wishers of Krishna apprehend some danger for him, that situation becomes the object of their dread. Examples of Krishna as the object of fear. This is explained already. We cited Riksharaj or Jambavan. Another example is after Krishna sufficiently chastised Kaliya, Kaliya said, "I did not know your actual position out of ignorance. I have committed such horrible offenses." When Kaliya understood Krishna's supreme position, he feared having offended him. Krishna is the Vishaya Lamban, and Kaliya is the Ashraya Lamban. Examples of demons as objects of fear, Vishaya Lamban. There are three ways in which a demon can be the cause, Vishaya Lamban, of ecstatic fear, which we've already mentioned, by seeing, hearing, and remembering. And we explain those. Now the anubhavs, first the udipans. The udipans, knitting the eyebrows on the upper part, on the part of the object of fear, is one. And the anubhavs are drying of the mouth, panting, looking behind oneself, hiding oneself, moving to and fro, looking for shelter, and screaming. Exuberance is also included, bewilderment, searching after the endangered lovable object and crying very loudly. The sattvic bhavs, all the sattvic bhavs except for tears are manifest in this ras. The vyavachari bhavs include fear, death, restlessness, agitation, wretchedness, despondency, fainting, confusion, and apprehension. These are mentioned on page 380, depression, agitation. And the Stahibhav, Bhayarati is the Stahibhav of this ras. The extreme agitation and restlessness of the heart that is experienced upon committing some offense or seeing a dreadful object is called Bhaya or fear. When this bhaya or fear arises in relation to Sri Krishna and is nourished by Mukhya Pararta Rati, it is transformed into Bhaya Rati. Fear arises either due to an offense or seeing a dreadful person. A person may be dreadful for three reasons. Akriti. That means he has a dreadful form like Putana and others. Prakriti. His dreadful nature like Shishupal, Prabhav, awesome power like Indra and Shankar. Fear arises in persons possessed of great love for the object of fear, namely Sri Krishna, and mostly fear arises in women and children. Demons like Kamsa, who are always afraid of the Lord, cannot be the ashraya of fear in Bayanaka Ras, because they are devoid of any rati for Krishna. It is not ecstatic fear. Kamsa's fear is ordinary, plain old material fear. It's not transcendental. So the bhayarati, fear, is a sthayibhav. It arises from an offense or a terrifying personality. Page 380. Such dread, Prabhupada uses the word dread, which means fear, is caused either by offenses committed or by dreadful or fearful circumstances. Offenses are of many types. Fear arising from offenses can occur only in devotees worthy of the Lord's compassion, anukampya. A terrifying personality, this is a review. A terrifying personality may strike fear into the heart in three ways: by their fearsome, ferocious form, their terrible nature, their awesome power. The devotional mellow of fear arising from terrifying personalities is generally only experienced by women and children who are premi bhaktas. Fearsome form. Putana invokes ecstatic dread by her fearsome form. An example of an object which causes ecstatic dread is the Putana witch. Fearsome nature. Kamsa and other wicked kings are devious, mischievous examples of devious, mischievous natures that can invoke ecstatic dread. That's mentioned 380. Awesome power. Demigods like Indra or Shiva may cause dread. Ecstatic dread is not possible without love. We mentioned that. We also mentioned that this is mentioned by Prabhupada in 380. Demons like Krishna feared Krishna, but their feelings of fear cannot be described as ecstatic dread in devotional service. Now, vibhatsa, gonaras, ghastliness. When disgust, jugupsa, rati, is nourished within the heart of a devotee, by its corresponding vibhav, it transforms into ghastliness, vibhatsa bhakti ras. Page 380. It is understood from authoritative sources that an attachment for Krishna because of feelings of disgust sometimes presents a ghastly ecstasy in devotional service. Vibhav, Vishay Alamban. Krishna is Akila Rasamrita Murti, which means he's the object or form of all nectarine rasas, including ecstatic ghastliness, vibhatsa. But Krishna is not disgusting. How then can he be the cause of ghastliness and disgust? Rupa Goswami describes that Krishna cannot be the object of disgust. Things such as the material world, objects of sense gratification, and the material body are immediate or external causes, bahir vishay, of the ghastly ras. But unless this feeling of disgust is nourished by mukhya rati for Krishna, it cannot be transformed into vibhatsa bhakti ras. Therefore, Krishna rati is the root cause of this ghastly ras. Without Krishna rati, emotion is not transcendental. Simply being disgusted with sex life is not a transcendental mellow. It becomes a transcendental mellow if such disgust is linked with one's affection for Krishna. Ashraya Lamban. Ashritasya Bhaktas, Shanta Bhaktas, and so on are the Ashraya Lamban of this ras. The material body and other such objects are the vishaya, or object of disgust. A devotee who feels a heightened mood of disgust for the material world is the ashray alamban of ghastly mellow. This disgust towards sense gratification is a trademark of devotees in the neutral stage. Thus, page 381, the person experiencing such ecstatic love for Krishna is almost always in the neutral stage of devotional service, Shantaras. Rupa Goswami gives an example of ecstatic ghastliness, which describes an advanced devotee's genuine disgust towards sex life. This is on page 381. This person was formerly interested solely in the matter of lust and sense gratification, and he had perfected the greatest skill in exploiting women to fulfill his lusty desires. But now, how wonderful it is that this same man is chanting the names of Krishna with tears in his eyes, and as soon as he sees the face of a woman, he immediately becomes disgusted. From the indication of his face, I would think that now he hates sex life. Anubhav and Satvikbhav. The Anubhavs include spitting, contorting the face, covering the nose, and running away. Prabhupada writes in 381. In this mellow of devotional service and ghastliness, vibhatsa rati, the sub-ecstatic symptoms are spitting upon consideration of one's past life, contorting the face, covering the nose and washing the hands. Sattvic bhavs, trembling, horripilation, perspiration, and forcible twisting of the body are the sattvic bhavs. The vyavachari bhavs include debility, exhaustion, madness, delusion, self-disparagement, wretchedness, despondency, restlessness, inertia, shame, self-pity, eagerness, and stunning of the body. The sthayi bhav of ecstatic ghastliness is jugupsa rati, disgust, which is of two types: vivekaja, disgust arising from intelligence, and prayiki, disgust arising from direct experience of the material nature's abominable qualities. The contraction or shutting of the heart that takes place upon experiencing detestable things is called jugupsa, or disgust. J-U-G-U-P-S-A, jugupsa. When this feeling of disgust is nourished by mukhya pararta rati, it is transformed into jugupsa rati. So there's a further description of these two terms we mentioned. There are two types of jugupsa rati. One is vivekaja. Vivek means discrimination, the word vivek. Vivekaja, viveka janma, or vivekaja, arising from discrimination. In devotees who have developed rati toward Krishna, feelings of disgust toward the material body may arise from the awakening of discrimination. This is called vivekaja jugupsa rati. Second type of jugupsa rati, prayiki, general. Devotees of all five rasas generally experience disgust in the presence of impure or foul-smelling things. This is called prayiki jugupsa rati. And Prabhupada describes these two terms. Page 381. Due to an awakening of true knowledge, we become disgusted with sense gratification and lament our previous absorption in it. Srila Prabhupada explains, when a devotee, lamenting for his past abominable activities, shows special symptoms on his body, his feeling is called ecstasy in devotional service and ghastliness. This is caused by the awakening of his Krishna consciousness. In this connection, there is the following statement. How can a person take pleasure in the enjoyment of sex life in this body, which is a bag of skin and bones, filled with blood and covered by skin and flesh, and which produces mucus and evil smells? This perception is possible only for one who has awakened to Krishna consciousness and who has become fully cognizant of the abominable nature of this material body. Now, further elaboration on prayiki. Prayiki refers to the direct experience of the abominable qualities of material nature. This causes the devotee to lament his fallen condition and remember the Lord. To illustrate this, Rupa Goswami describes the disgust a baby experiences in the womb and his consequent yearning for devotional service. This is page 381. The baby in the womb of his mother prayed to Krishna, "O Kansari, I am suffering so much because of this material body. I am trapped within a mess of blood, urine, and liquid stool within the womb of my mother. Because I'm living in such a condition, I am suffering great pangs. Therefore, O divine ocean of mercy, please be kind to me. I have no ability to engage in your loving service, but please save me." And there's another example of someone who had fallen in hell. He addressed the Supreme Lord, "My dear Lord, Yamaraj has placed me in a situation which is full of filthy and obnoxious smells. There are so many insects and worms surrounded by the stools left by different kinds of diseased persons. And after seeing this horrible scene, my eyes have become sore and I'm becoming nearly blind. I therefore pray, O my Lord, O deliverer from the hellish conditions of life. I have fallen into this hell, but I shall try to remember your holy name always, and this way I shall try to keep my body and soul together." This is another instance of ecstatic love for Krishna in an abominable situation. So this is a prayiki, which is prayiki, the direct experience of the abominable qualities of material nature. The Prabhupada concludes on a positive note. "Any person constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, has attained a transcendental affection for Krishna. And as such, in any condition of life, he remains satisfied simply by remembering the Lord's name in full affection and ecstatic love." In conclusion, it may be stated that ecstatic love for Krishna and ghastliness, vibhatsarati, appears during the development of dormant neutrality into developed affection. It's kind of a summary here before we begin. It's, next chapter, 49, mixture of rasas. There are 7 gona rasas. Hasiras, comedy or humor, laughter; Adbhutaras, wonder or astonishment; Viraras, chivalry or heroism; Karuna, compassion; Rodra, anger; Bhayanaka, fear; and Bibhatsa, disgust. When these 7 gona rasas become powerful and take the place of the mukhya rasa, they appear as separate individual rasas. When they act as independent rasas in this way, they become the sthayibhav, and when they are nourished by appropriate vibhavas and so forth, they become ras. Actually, only the 5 mukhya rasas, shant, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya, are rasa. The 7 gona rasas, beginning with hasya, are generally included within the category of vyavachari bhavas. Now, we can start next chapter, which is the 8th wave in the Northern Ocean. It's called Maitri Vairya Stiti. Chapter 49, Mixing of Rasas. Very often, in addition to one's regular rasa, there is found the presence of some other rasa, and the mixture of these loving humors is sometimes compatible or palatable, and sometimes incompatible or unpalatable. The following is a scientific analysis of the compatibility and incompatibility of the mixtures of these various rasas or loving moods. That was page 383. Each individual is eternally situated in one primary rasa, which interacts with all the other rasas in complex and interesting ways. Some rasas are incompatible. Incompatible means they subtract from the flavor of the main rasa. Other rasas are compatible. Compatible means they augment or increase the flavor of the main rasa. Still, others are neutral. They neither increase or decrease, or augment nor subtract from the main rasa. Rupa Goswami lists each of the rasas along with its compatible and incompatible rasas. There are other opinions about which rasas are compatible with Madhurya. Rupa writes in 384, according to certain expert opinions, in the ecstasy of conjugal love, Madhurya Ras, the feelings of chivalry known as Yudhavir and Dharmavir are the only compatible additions. According to this view, except for these two humors, all other manifestations are taken as incompatible with conjugal love. This is written in page 384 by Prabhupada. But this is not Sri Rupa Goswami's opinion. There's some very elaborate charts here. We can just read through. It's not expected that anyone will be able to memorize all these things. But we can hear about it. First is Shantaras neutrality. So these are the rasas which are compatible with Shantaras. Dasyaras, servitude. Vibhatsa, ghastliness. Dharmavir, heroic religiosity. And Adbhuta, astonishment. Page 383, Nectar Devotion. When in the rasa of neutral love, Shantaras, there are found traces of ghastliness or astonishment, the result is compatible. Now the incompatible rasas, these are incompatible with Shantaras. Madhurya ras, conjugal love, Yudhavir, chivalrous fighting, Rodra, anger, Bayanaka, fear. Page 383. When, with this neutral love, there are manifestations of conjugal love, chivalry, anger, or dread, the result is incompatible. And these are neutral with Shantaras. Sakya, Vatsalya, Hasya, and Karuna. Now we take Dasyaras. This is compatible with Dasyaras. We can read page 383. When in the ecstasy of a serving humor, that means Dasyaras, there are manifestations of dread, vibhatsa, neutral love, shanta, or chivalry, dharma and danavir. The result is compatible. Now the incompatible. The ecstasy of devotional service and chivalry, yudhavir, and anger are directly produced by Krishna himself. And along with Madhurya, they are incompatible with dasyaras. These are neutral with Dasyaras. Sakya, Vatsalya, Hasya, Karuna, Bayanaka, Vibhatsa. Now Sakyaras, friendship. These are, when the ecstasy of fraternal love, means Sakyaras, a mixture of conjugal love, Madhurya, laughter, Hasya, or chivalry, Yudhavir, is highly compatible. Incompatible. With the same fraternal love, a mixture of dread, which is vibhatsa, or rather bayanaka, and parental love is most incompatible. Ghastliness and anger are also listed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Neutral is dasya, karuna, shanta. Now we take vatsalya ras. Although there are gulfs of difference between them, with the ecstasy of parental affection, a mixture of laughter, compassion, or bhayanaka, dread, is compatible. With the ecstasy of parental love, a mixture of conjugal love, madhurya, chivalry, yudhavir, or anger is incompatible. So is dasya. And neutral is shanta, sakya, and vibhatsa. Madhurya ras, conjugal love, compatible. Hasya, laughter, sakya, friendship, adbhuta, astonishment. Then incompatible is vibhatsa, vatsalya, shanta, bhayanaka. Neutral is dasya, karuna, vira, and rodra. And then we have all these other rasas are mentioned, the gona rasas. With the ecstasy of devotional laughter, hasya ras, a mixture of dread, conjugal love, or parental love is compatible. No, it's incompatible. A mixture of compassion or ghastliness is incompatible with hasya ras. And neutral are dasya, shanta, sakya, adbhuta, vira, and rodra. As Adbhuta Ras, described in page 384. With the ecstasy of devotion and astonishment, Adbhuta Ras, a mixture of chivalry or neutral love is compatible. A mixture of anger, Rodra, or dread, Vibhatsa, is always incompatible. Vira Ras, with the ecstasy of devotional chivalry, a mixture of astonishment, laughter, or servitude is compatible. But a mixture of dread or conjugal love is incompatible. Karuna, tragic compassion. With the ecstasy of compassion and devotional service, a mixture of anger or parental love is compatible. But laughter and conjugal love or astonishment is incompatible. Rodra ras, anger. With anger, a mixture of compassion or chivalry is compatible. Laughter and conjugal union or dread is incompatible. Bhayanaka, fear. The ecstasy of dread and devotional service, a mixture of ghastliness and compassion is compatible. And this is some correction, page 384, the incompatible. The ecstasy of chivalry and devotional service, a mixture of conjugal love, laughter, or anger is incompatible. The original Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says incompatible. Vibhatsa ras, compatible. In the ecstasy of vibhatsa ras, ghastliness, neutral love, laughter, and servitude are compatible. Conjugal union and fraternity are incompatible. Now, mixing of rasas. Its importance in pleasing the Lord. The tasting of ras is increased by the combination of compatible rasas. The combination of anga, supplementary, with angi, principal rasas is good. Whether the compatible ras is mukhya or gona, it is appropriate to make it the complement mitra of angi ras. Prabhupada discusses the importance of understanding tasteful and distasteful mixing of rasas, describing how Sri Chaitanya's secretary, Srup Damodar, would carefully check all poetry brought before Lord Chaitanya to check for any incompatible mixing of rasas. If there was a taste of distasteful mixture, Srup Damodar would reject it, and Lord Chaitanya would never even see the offering. This is described in Nectar Devotion, page 384 and 385. Compatible rasas. When compatible rasas combine, the result is as relishable as the meeting of two friends. Page 385. When a friend meets another friend, the mellow produced out of that meeting is generally taken as very palatable. But actually, with such meetings between two friends, there are many feelings involved. There are so many feelings, it's difficult to ascertain when these feelings are actually becoming compatible and when they're incompatible. Rasas, whole and part. When compatible rasas mix, one of them predominates and the others cooperate with and nourish it. Angi ras is the term for predominating mellow. Angaras is a term for cooperative mellows. When any ras, either mukhya or gona, dominates the other rasas and becomes prominent. It is called Angi. And the rasa that nourishes the Angi rasa plays the role of a Sanchari Bhav as an Anga. When rasas combine, one should understand that the rasa whose nature is particularly predominant or prominent is the Stai rasa, and the other rasas are Sanchari Bhavs. So Angi means that which possesses limbs, and Anga means limbs. Srila Prabhupada translates Angi as whole and Anga as the part, because the limbs and parts, Anga, the body, serve and nourish the whole body, Angi. Although the Gona rasas are secondary, when they rise to prominence by the excellence of the stimulating elements, Vibhav, being nourished by a primary nourishment-giving rasa, which recedes into the background, they attain to the state of Angi rasa. As Lord Vamanadeva concealed his opulence and nourished Indra, a mukhya rasa, even though acting as a component in a given situation by nourishing a gona rasa, does not disappear like the gona rasas or vyabhachari bhavas. Its influence remains clearly manifest in the heart of the devotee who is firmly established in his perfectional relationship with the Lord. It writes in 385, expert literary scholars have analyzed the rasas which are compatible with one another by contrasting the various rasas in a particular mixture under the names whole and part. According to this method, the prominent feeling is called the whole and the subordinate feeling is called the part. Examples of Angi and Anga. Angi, Shanta Ras. Servitude nourishes neutrality. 385. All living entities are just like sparks from the supreme fire. And as such, I do not know if I, a tiny spark, shall be able to engage myself in the transcendental loving service of the supreme fire, Lord Krishna. Shanta and Dasya Rasas. Shanta Ras. By referring to the original verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one can understand that Prabhupada's translation, quote, supreme fire, is a translation of the Sanskrit phrase that Rupa Goswami used, Ganachit Sarupam. In other words, the Parabrahman, who is the concentrated form of spiritual existence. The speaker of this text possesses acute awareness of the Lord's overwhelming infinite majesty and opulence, Aishvarya Gyan. The evidence of this is his stress on being extremely minute and insignificant in comparison to the Lord, as he said, a tiny spark compared to the Lord, the supreme fire. As long as Aishvarya Gyan is present, there is no possibility of one developing deep attachment, Mamatva Buddhi, toward the Parabrahman arising in his mind. He considers the Parabrahman to be his support, which indicates that he has Nishta. This Nishta, however, is predominated by Aishvarya Gyan and devoid of Mamatva Buddhi. These are the characteristics of Shanta Bhav. Dasya Ras. The devotee desires to engage in the loving service of Parabrahman. Consequently, the devotee in this verse possesses an element of Dasya Bhav. This verse therefore exhibits a mixture of Dasya Bhav and Shanta Bhav. When sugar is mixed with yogurt, the flavor of yogurt is enhanced. Similarly, by combining Dasya with Shanta, the excellence of Shanta is increased. By itself, Shanta Ras cannot give rise to a desire for active service. When, however, it is mixed with Dasya, the desire for service arises. Thus, by the influence of Dasya, Shanta is enhanced. Shanta Ras predominates over Dasya Ras. The devotee in this verse says, I do not know if I will be able to serve the supreme fire, Ghana Chit Sarup. Although a desire for active service does arise, Aishvarya Gyan causes him to hesitate and doubt whether he will be able to perform such a service. Even though Dasya was combined with Shanta, he was not able to dissipate this doubt and hesitation. He can simply wonder if he will someday be able to serve the Lord. Thus, Shanta is clearly the predominating mood, Angiras, nourished by Dasya, the Angaras. Ghastliness nourishes neutrality. 385. Alas, I am still trying to relish different pleasurable states from this body, which is simply some skin covering mucus, semen, and blood. The ghastliness of this statement serves to nourish the neutrality, which is detachment from the material world. Thus, Shanta is the Angiras and Vibhatsa is the Angaras. Servitude, astonishment, and ghastliness nourish neutrality. A quote from 385. I shall now begin my service of fanning the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So this is servitude. Who is seated on a golden throne. He is the Supreme Parabrahman, Shanta, in his eternal transcendental form of a cloudy blackish complexion. Now I shall give up my affection for my material body, which is nothing but a bunch of flesh and blood, and ghastliness. In the original text of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the devotee who is speaking here also expresses astonishment, adbhutaras, by declaring that the pastimes of the Lord are incomprehensible by logic and reason. Thus, in this example, three rasas simultaneously nourish the Shanta Ras of this devotee. Agni, Angi, Dasya Ras. Neutrality nourishes servitude. 386. When shall I be freed from the mode of ignorance and purified and attain the stage of serving Krishna eternally? Only then shall I be able to worship him, always observing his lotus eyes and beautiful face. Dasya is the Angiras, and Shanta, symptomized by desire for freedom from ignorance, is the Angaras. Ghastliness nourishes servitude. Page 386. Please look at this devotee of the Lord, who is dancing just from remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. Simply by observing his dance, you will lose all interest in even the most beautiful women. Ghastliness, neutrality, and chivalry nourish servitude. Page 386. One devotee boldly said, "My dear Lord, now I am turning my face from any thought of association with young girls." So this is ghastliness. "As far as Brahman realization is concerned," neutrality, "I have lost all interest because I am completely absorbed in thinking about you. Being so blissfully absorbed, I have lost all other desires, even the desire for mystic powers," Dhanavir. "Now my mind is attracted only to worshipping your lotus feet," Dasya. Angi, Sakiras. Conjugal love nourishes friendship. "My dear Subal, the damsels of Vrindavan, who had the opportunity of enjoying Krishna's kissing, must be the foremost of all the fortunate women in the world." The word Subal indicates Sakya, and the damsels of Vrindavan indicate Madhurya. In this case, Madhurya Ras is being appreciated from the viewpoint of one in Sakya. Thus, Sakya Ras is the whole and Madhurya Ras is the part. There's an example in Nectar Devotion, how laughter nourishes friendship. This is on page 386. The following statement was made. Krishna spoke to the gopis. "My dear enchanted, don't gaze at me with your longing eyes like this. Be satisfied and return to your homes in Vrindavan. There is no necessity of your presence here." While Krishna was joking in this way with the damsels of Braj, who with great hope had come to enjoy the rasa dance with him. Subal was also there and began to look at Krishna with wide open and laughing eyes. Subal's feelings contained a mixture of fraternity and laughter in devotional service. Fraternity here, or sakiras, is the whole, angi, and laughter is the part, anga. Conjugal love and laughter that nourish friendship. When Krishna saw Subal in the dress of Radharani, was silently hiding under the shade of a beautiful Ashok tree in the bank of the Yamuna, Krishna immediately arose from his seat in surprise. Upon seeing Krishna, Subal tried to hide his laughter by covering his cheeks. Now the angi, vatsaliras, compassion nourishes parental love. Page 387. When Mother Yashoda was thinking that her son was walking in the forest without any umbrella or shoes, she became greatly perturbed to think of how much difficulty Krishna must be feeling. Laughter nourishes parental love. My dear Yashoda, your son has very cunningly stolen a lump of butter from my home, and to make me blame my own son for his mischief, he smeared some of the butter on my son's face while he was sleeping. This is described on page 387. Upon hearing this, Mother Yashoda shook her curved eyebrows. She could only look at her friend with a smiling face. May Mother Yashoda bless everyone with this smiling attitude. In this example, the whole is parental love, angi, and the part, anga, is the laughter. Fear, astonishment, laughter, and compassion nourish parental love. When Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill with his left hand, his hair became scattered all over his shoulders, and he appeared to be perspiring. Seeing this, Mother Yashoda trembled with fear. She stared at the scene with broadened eyes, astonishment. She saw Krishna begin to exhibit various facial caricatures. Yashoda then became very happy and began to smile, laughter. Then again, when she thought that Krishna was holding up the hill for such an extremely long time, compassion, her clothes became soaked with perspiration. May Mother Yashoda Brijeshri protect the whole universe by her infinite mercy. In this example, the whole, the angi, is parental love, and the anga, or parts, are dread, wonder, laughter, and compassion. Page 387. Angi, Madhurya Ras. Friendship nourishes conjugal love. Radharani said, my dear friends, just see how Krishna is resting his hand on the shoulder of Subal, who is dressed up just like a young girl. I think he must be sending some message to me through Subal. The purport is that the superiors of Radharani do not like Krishna or his cowherd friends to associate with Radharani. Therefore, these friends sometimes clothe themselves in female dress so they can give Radharani a message from Krishna. In this example, the whole is conjugal love and the part is fraternity. Laughter nourishes conjugal love. Krishna, in the dress of a young girl, told Radharani, oh, you hard-hearted girl, don't you know that I am your sister? Why are you unable to recognize me? Please be merciful upon me, and please capture my shoulders and embrace me with love. Because Radharani was in front of many of her superiors, she simply smiled, did not say anything. Friendship and chivalry nourish conjugal love. This is described in page 388.
It's a mixture of various feelings.
When one of the consort friends of Chandravali saw that Krishna was preparing to fight the Brihaspati demon, she began to think, how wonderful Krishna is. His mind is captivated by the eyebrows of Chandravali in a smiling spirit. His snake-like arms are on the shoulder of his friend. And at the same time, it is roaring like a lion to encourage Brihaspati to fight with him. Conjugal love is taken as the whole, angi, and fraternity and chivalry are taken as the parts, anga. Now this is an example of gona rasas as angi. The common idea that indirect rasa is always subordinate to direct rasa is a misconception, as will be clear in the following examples. Sometimes even a gona ras achieves a position of an angi when it is inspired by an abundance of vibhav and has been nourished by the mukhi ras that usually predominates it, but has now developed a contracted condition, gona bhav. At that time, the former mukhi ras becomes anga, hides its own splendor, and nourishes the gona ras that has become angi, which is described later, page 389. Just as Bhagavan Vamanadeva maintained Devaraj Indra, unlike the Gona's Sanchari Bhavas, this Mukhi Ras does not merge into the land of the Bhakta's heart, which is endowed with sublime fragrance in the form of the beginningless tendency for transcendental service. In other words, the Mukhi Ras does not disappear, as the Gona Rasas do when they become Vyabhachari and disappear into the Mukhi Rasas. Rather, the Mukhi Ras remains independently manifest, nourishing itself by the aggregate of compatible bhavas, which take the position of angas. Those who relish a particular ras are eternally sheltered in that one specific ras, which for them remains radiant as angi ras. Other rasas, even though they may be mukhya, function in the capacity of angas of this prevailing angi ras. You should also note that anga ras is only accepted when it combines with angi ras to increase the relish of ras. Otherwise, its combination with another anga ras will be fruitless. Example, page 388. Laughter nourished by conjugal love. When Kubja caught hold of Krishna's yellow garment in Mathura, because she was feeling almost lusty with sex urge, Krishna simply bowed down his head with his cheeks glowing in front of the many people who were standing there and laughing. The main mood here is laughter. Kubja's uncontrolled public display of lust nourishes the humorous scene. This is chivalry nourished by friendship. Vishal Sakha was attempting to fight with Vajrasena when another coward boy said, "Why are you attempting to show your chivalrous spirit before me? Before this, you even attempted to fight with Sridham. But you must know that Sridham does not even care to fight with hundreds of Balarams. So why are you acting so enthusiastically? When you actually have no importance at all." This is anger nourished by friendship and chivalry, Viraras. Shishupal was habituated to calling Krishna ill names, and by his insults he irritated the sons of Pandu more than he irritated Krishna. Therefore the Pandavas equipped themselves with all kinds of weapons to kill Shishupal. Their feelings were a mixture of ecstatic anger and fraternity, the anger being taken as the whole and fraternity as the part. astonishment nourished by friendship, chivalry, and laughter. When Krishna saw Balaram finally defeated by Sridham, who was using only a small stick, chivalry, Krishna became filled with pleasure and began to look upon Sridham with great wonder. Alternate terminology. According to the Vishnu Dharmottara and authorities on Natya Shastra, there are two alternate terms to indicate predominant and subordinate mellows, stayi and vyabhachari. Stayi refers to angiras, predominant mellow. Vyabhachari refers to angaras, subordinate mellow. This is described page 389. Expert analysts of these various kinds of mellows instruct us that when different mellows overlap one another, the mellow which is the whole or the prominent humor is called permanent ecstasy. It is confirmed in the Vishnu Dharmottara. When there are many mellows of devotional ecstasy mixed together, the predominant one, or the whole, is called the steady ecstasy of devotional service. Prabhupada uses the word permanent or steady ecstasy. This is a translation of the Sanskrit stayi, vyabhachari. Although the subordinate mellow may be manifested for a certain time, at length it will become merged into the prominent whole. Thus it is called an unconstitutional ecstasy of devotional service. This phrase, unconstitutional ecstasy, is Prabhupada's translation of the term vyabhachari. When an unconstitutional ecstasy of devotional service manifested prominently a certain time, it is still accepted as a part. So in summary, stayi refers to angiras, and vyabhachari refers to angaras. They do not refer to stayi bhav and vyabhachari bhav. The relationship between angi and anga is similar to the relationship between stayi bhav and vyabhachari bhav. Vyabhachari bhavas nourish the stayi bhav and are then enveloped within it. Likewise, angarasas nourish the angi ras and then become merged into the angi. Due to this similarity, the terminology is borrowed. Page 389-390. Criteria of subordinate mellows. A mellow cannot be considered angaras unless it substantially affects the predominant mellow. Quote, if it is not very prominently manifest, it appears only slightly and merges quickly back into the whole. At such times of slight appearance, no consideration is given to it. When one is eating some palatable dishes, if one eats a small blade of grass, he will not taste it, nor will he care to distinguish what its taste is like. Chapter 50, Further Analysis of Mixed Rasas. Virasata, distaste from incompatible mellows. When compatible mellows mix, they increase the relishability of the angi ras. However, when incompatible mellows mix, they diminish the angi ras and cause distaste, which is known as virasata. As already described, if certain kinds of mellows become mixed and there is a joining of opposite mellows, then the situation is called incompatible. Prabhupada writes in 391, when one is eating sweet rice and something salty or sour is mixed in, the mixture is not very tasteful, and it is called incompatible. It's something like if you mix a sweet juice with sour, salty, or pungent substances, the taste becomes distasteful. Similarly, when one rasa is combined with another that is incompatible,
the result is without rasa or tasteless. So to be tasteless means less taste, minus taste, tasteless. That means without rasa. So viras, vi means virasata, means without rasa or with minus taste. This defective combination of opposite rasas can be called rasabhas. Of course, that will be discussed later also. Shantaras. Shantaras with Madhurya ras. A young lady said, "For a long time, my mind has been uselessly engaged in samadhi upon impersonal Brahman. Thus, I have not obtained darshan of Sri Krishna, the personification of transcendental bliss." Shantaras and Madhurya ras are incompatible. Mixing them causes virasata, distaste. Prabhupada explains that just as it is incompatible to mix Madhurya with Shanta, it is incompatible for a neophyte devotee to artificially try to attain higher sentiments in devotional service. He explains in 391. Sometimes it is found in places like Vrindavan that a person with a slight devotional attitude of neutral love for God may immediately and artificially try to attain the platform of conjugal love. But because of the incompatibility of neutrality and conjugal love, the person is found to fall from the standard of devotional service. Dasya ras with Madhurya ras. Page 391. I am very anxious to see Krishna, who is many millions of times more affectionate than the forefathers in Pitri Loka, who are always worshipped by the great demigods and sages. I am a little surprised, however, that although Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune, his body is often marked with the nail pricks of ordinary society girls. Sakyaras with Vatsalyaras. There is the following statement by a gopi. This is on page 391. According to the original Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, was a statement by a gopa, a coward boy, or a coward man. I guess it's a coward boy, who is saying, "My dear Krishna, the first thing you should do is just embrace me with your strong arms. Then, O Krishna, smelling your head, I will play with you." This is an example of incompatibility. Yeah, in Vedic culture, the father smells the head of his son to show affection, an activity of Vatsali Ras. The rest of the statement is strongly in Sakhi Ras. "Hey Sakhi, let's play together." Parental love is incompatible with friendship, and their mixing causes distaste. Friendship exists on the platform of equality. Parental love requires a distinction between parent and child, senior and junior. Thus the two are incompatible. Vatsalya Ras with Dasya Ras. Page 392. One devotee said, "My dear Krishna, how can I address you as my son when you are addressed by the great Vedantists as the absolute truth and by the Vaishnavas who follow the principles of Narada Pancharatra as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna's parents are entrusted with his protection and maintenance. Therefore, it is incompatible for them to think of him as the source of all maintenance, possessor of all opulence, and supreme object of reverential worship. Mixing Vatsalya and Dasya causes distaste, or Virasata." Madhurya Ras with Shanta Ras, 392. "My dear friend, my youthful beauty is as temporary as lightning in the sky, and therefore my possessing attractive bodily features is unimportant. I have never met Krishna, so I request you to please arrange for my meeting him immediately." Youthful beauty is important in conjugal mellows. Therefore, mixing Shanta Ras with Madhurya causes distaste, Virasata. Madhurya Ras with Vatsalya Ras.
A lusty woman in Kailas once told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, may you have a long life." Then after saying this, she embraced Krishna. Giving blessings indicates vatsalya ras, parental love. Obviously, mixing parental love with conjugal love causes distaste. Madhurya ras with vibhatsa ras, ghastliness. "My dear boy, I know that my body is just a composition of flesh and blood and can never be enjoyable to you. But still, I have been so attracted by your beauty that I wish that you accept me as your conjugal lover." It is clear how these ghastly realizations would put a damper on the mood of conjugal enjoyment. Mixing ghastliness with conjugal love causes distaste. A warning. Page 392. Sri Rupa Goswami warns devotees not to commit such incompatibilities in their writings or in their dealings. The presence of such contradictory feelings is called rasabhas. When there is rasabhas in any book of Krishna consciousness, no learned scholar or devotee will accept it. Incompatible mellows that do not cause distaste. There are five principal cases where incompatible mellows can combine without distaste. 1. When a third party describes an incompatible mellow as insignificant in comparison to the predominant ras. 2. When an incompatible ras is only being remembered. 3. When through careful choice of words and use of double meanings, one exalts the predominant ras by an apparent reference to an incompatible ras. 4. When a neutral or compatible ras intervenes between two incompatible rasas and removes the hindrance. 5. When either the ashraya or vishaya of the incompatible rasas is different. Now these will be explained. Used to reinforce the predominant ras. When one uses an incompatible mellow to logically reinforce the predominant ras, it does not create distaste. By describing the excellence of a particular ras, an incompatible ras is made to seem insignificant. In this case, the person who is describing this ras is different from the person experiencing it. For example, Purnamasi says that great mystics try hard to situate Krishna within their hearts, yet Radharani is trying to force the same Krishna out of her heart. Page 392. It is not that Radharani is experiencing two contradictory rasas. She is experiencing only Madhurya ras. In order to point out the greatness of her position, however, Purnamasi makes use of a logical contrast. Despite undergoing great difficulty, the mystics are unable to situate Krishna within their minds, whereas Sri Radha is unable to expel Krishna from her mind. By this statement, the greatness of Madhurya is revealed. Thus, although Shantaras is usually incompatible with Madhurya Ras, it is here used as a tool to logically reinforce the mood of Madhurya and thus does not cause virasata, distaste. Remembrance of an incompatible rasa. The presence of incompatible mellows does not cause distaste if the rasas do not exist simultaneously, as when one of the rasas is remembered. For example, a devotee saw Krishna in the coils of Kaliya and remembered how Krishna's joking words gave pleasure to all the Brijavasis. Hasyaras, laughter, is usually incompatible with Karuna Ras, lamentation. But in this case, the Hasya Ras being referred to is not presently experienced, but is merely a subject of past remembrance. Therefore, it causes no hindrance to the experience of Karuna Ras. Using double meanings to glorify the predominant Ras. One may say, "Your face is like the moon." This does not mean that you have a spherical, pockmarked face. Rather, it means your face is effulgent and beautiful. Comparisons entail only the compatible characteristics, implicitly excluding the incompatible ones. In this case, the comparison is of a special nature because the words themselves contain an alternate meaning. Thus, while making reference to an incompatible ras, one actually describes a predominant ras through the alternate meaning of the words. We can see an example of this in 393, where Radharani is compared to a Brahmanandi. Srimati Radharani was once told that although she had stopped all activities, she was still the supreme inspiration for all kinds of devotional service. My dear Radharani, in separation from Krishna, you are now as still as the most beautiful tree, whose gracefulness is not blocked by any covering of leaves. Your tranquil mood makes you appear to be completely merged in Brahman realization. In this example, there is a mixture of conjugal love and neutral love, but the conjugal love has surpassed everything. This statement does not mean that Srimati Radharani is a rigid ascetic. It means the unwavering meditation of great realized sages is the only thing that can possibly compare to the steadiness of her love for Krishna. Elements of Shanta are incompatible with Madhurya, but a comparison implicitly excludes the incompatible elements, thus it does not create distaste, virasata. Another example, Lord Krishna compared his meditation on Srimati Radharani to that of a Shanta Bhakta, since it caused him not to sleep and remain up at night in a meditative mood and reside in mountain caves. Of course, in Krishna, residing in mountain caves means meeting Radharani in the caves of Govardhan. And that this quotation is there on page 393. Krishna said himself, Srimati Radharani has become peace personified for me. Because of her, I now go without sleep. I stare constantly without blinking my eyes, and I am always in a meditative mood. Because of her, I have made my home in the cave of a mountain. This is an example of conjugal love mixed with neutral love. But there is no incompatibility. Number 4, intervention of a neutral or compatible ras. When two incompatible rasas meet, it does not result in distaste when there is an intervention of a neutral or compatible ras. This is illustrated in the following example. The high society girl, Rumba, the celestial nymph, was asked, My dear Rumba, who are you? She answered, I am peace personified. Then why are you in the sky? Rumba, I am in the sky to experience the Supreme Absolute Truth. Question, then why are you staring? Answer, just to look into the supreme beauty of the Absolute Truth. Rumba, then why do you appear to be disturbed in mind? Rumba, because Cupid is acting. The original verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describes that Rumba became astonished to see Krishna's indescribable beauty, which gave rise to feelings of conjugal attraction. Shanta is incompatible with Madhurya, but in this case, Adbhuta Ras, astonishment, intervened, covered the effect of Shanta, and stimulated Madhurya Ras. Thus, there is no distaste or virasata. This is an example of the intervention of a neutral or compatible ras in the midst of incompatible rasas. Different ashraya and vishaya. Another circumstance where incompatible rasas can mix without distaste is when rasas have a different ashraya or vishaya. Rupa gives three examples. Different vishaya toward Krishna. Rukmini Devi said, My dear husband, a woman who has no taste for the transcendental pleasure available from your personal contact must be inclined to accept as her husband somebody who is externally a combination of mustache, beard, bodily hairs, fingernails, and some head hair. And within him there are muscles, bones, blood, intestinal worms, stools, mucus, bile, and similar things. This is described in page 394. Actually, such a husband is only a dead body. But due to not being attracted to your transcendental form, a woman will have to accept this combination of stools and urine for her husband. This statement, which lists the ingredients of a material body, is not a perverted mellow in transcendental realization, but it shows correct discrimination between matter and spirit. Vibhatsa, ghastliness, is usually incompatible with madhurya, conjugal love. But in this case, the two rasas have different objects, vishai, and thus do not cause distaste. Krishna is the object of conjugal sentiments, while an ordinary man is the object of ghastliness. Different vishaya toward Radharani. Krishna says, "Hey Sakha, what a wonderful thing it is that since I have seen the beautiful lotus eyes of Srimati Radharani, I have developed a tendency to spit on the moon and the lotus flower. Although vibhatsa is usually incompatible with durya, there is no virasata here, because Radharani is the object of conjugal sentiments, while the moon and lotus flower are the objects of ghastliness." Different ashraya. The third example describes Krishna and Kamsa's wrestling arena. When Krishna was victorious, the coward boys experienced viraras. The demons felt bhayanakaras, fear. Chivalry and fear usually cause distaste when mixed. But in this case, there is no virasata because the reservoirs, ashraya, of the incompatible rasas are different. The coward boys are the ashraya of chivalry, while the demons are the ashraya of fear, an exception. In the first example, where chivalry is mixed with fear, both chivalry and fear are gona rasas. In the second and third examples, where conjugal love is mixed with ghastliness, conjugal love is mukhya ras and ghastliness is gona ras. In all three examples, virasata did not occur. However, if two incompatible mukhya rasas mix, virasata will occur even if the vishaya or ashaya is different. An example. A young lady asked her father to lock up the house and take her to Mathura to find Krishna, with whom she had fallen madly in love. This is a distasteful combination of madhurya and dasya, which are two mukhya rasas. Even though the vishayas are different, the object of dasya is her father and the object of madhurya is Krishna. Another example, a Brahmanandi impersonalist said, "When shall I be able to see that supreme absolute personality of Godhead, who is eternal bliss and knowledge, and whose chest has become smeared with red kunkum by touching the breast of Rukmini?" This is a distasteful combination of shanta and madhurya, even though the ashrayas are different. Rukmini for madhurya and the Brahmanandi for shanta. Further combinations that are free from fault. There are other situations in which the combination of incompatible rasas do not create any fault. When incompatible anga rasas cooperatively nourish the angi ras. When two inimical disciples cooperate to serve their spiritual master, they forget their differences. Similarly, when two subordinate mellows, anga rasas, work cooperatively to serve the predominant mellow, angi ras, there is no distaste. Even if the subordinate mellows are normally incompatible. Example, Nanda told his wife, page 395, "My dear Yashoda, although your son Krishna is as delicate and soft as a malika flower, He has gone to kill the Keshi demon, who is as strong as a mountain. Therefore I have become a little disturbed. But never mind all auspiciousness to my son. I shall raise this hand, which is as strong as a pillar, and I shall kill the Keshi demon, just to give freedom from all anxieties to the inhabitants of Brajmandal. Nanda Maharaj first expresses fear of the demon, Bhayanaka, then a chivalrous attitude to protect his son, Yudhavir. Generally, Bhayanaka is incompatible with Yudhavir, but in this case, the combination does not cause distaste, because the inimical rasas work cooperatively to serve the predominant mellow of Vatsalya. A devotee who is a shelter of incompatible mellows. There are many devotees such as Yudhisthira and others who are the shelter of several different rasas. In Yudhisthira there is a combination of Dasya, Sakya and Vatsalya. Although these rasas are incompatible, they do not manifest simultaneously, but individually in accordance with appropriate time and circumstance. Thus they do not create any fault. In Adiruddha Mahabhav, the culminating point of Madhurya Ras, many different opposing bhavas can be present without distaste. When Krishna is the ashraya or vishaya of all 12 mellows, in particular circumstances of time and place, the achintya shakti exerts itself so that Krishna may taste all the rasas simultaneously. Thus Krishna acts as the common vishaya or ashraya of all the rasas. Such circumstances do not cause distaste. Krishna as the common vishaya. When many different people see Krishna in different ways, the contrast of rasas is tasteful. For example, after Krishna's arrival in Kamsa's arena, Kamsa's priest looked at Krishna with a detestful expression, vibhatsa ras. The entire arena was filled with dread on the part of Kamsa and his priest, Bhayanaka ras, and restless expressions of pleasure on the cheeks of Krishna's friends, Sakya and Hasya. Frustration was felt by his envious rivals, Rodra. The great sages meditated, Shanta. Hot tears were in the eyes of Devaki and other motherly ladies, Vatsalya and Karuna. And hairs stood on the body of the expert warriors, Vira. There was astonishment in the hearts of the demigods such as Indra, Adbhuta. The servants danced, Dasya, and the restless eyes of all the young girls glanced about, Madhurya. In this statement there is a description of a combination of different mellows, but there is no incompatibility. Here's an example of Krishna as a common ashraya. A similar statement which is free from incompatibility is found in the Lita Madhav. This shloka shows how Sri Krishna is a reservoir of all the 12 rasas, the five mukhi rasas and 7 gona rasas. This is the original translation from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is mentioned in 395. Although Sri Krishna lifted the great weight of Govardhan, he remained free from pride, Shanta. When Krishna saw the tiny children ready to hold up the mountain for him, a smile broke out on his face, Hasya and Vatsalya. Krishna spat at the musty-smelling curdled milk, Vibhatsa. Krishna manifested his strength before his dear friends by lifting Govardhan, Sakya and Vira. Krishna's eyes became red with anger toward Indra, Rodra. Krishna shed tears when he saw the residents of Braj oppressed by violent wind and rain, Karuna. Krishna became fearful towards his elders for having ruined the Indra Yajna, Bhayanaka and Dasya. Krishna stared with wide-open eyes at the heavy downpour from the clouds, Adbhuta. And when he saw the beautiful young gopis, the hairs of his body stood on end, Madhurya. May that all-pervading Lord Giridhari protect you all. So that's the end of chapter 50.